there's a growing number of new informal camps where people are just arriving and setting up in the middle of nowhere, where we are struggling to keep up with the pace of the arrival of new people. This is partly related to lack of available resources to respond to the overall scale of this crisis.
Are you saying in some ways you are being overwhelmed by the ever-increasing flowing of new IDPs setting up some of these camps?
That's exactly right. It's these new informal camps, which is a question of a race against time. But also, we can do that. We know how to do that. But we need additional resources to do so.
Now, one of the biggest concerns, especially in camps and where you have a large number of people, is the growing threat of Mpox. Has that been contained? Can it be contained?
This is indeed a major concern. The province where we have the highest number of cases is just adjacent to North Kivu. It's in South Kivu, with the high mobility of people moving between South and North Kivu. The concern is it's just a question of time before Mpox will actually come into these camps. All the more need to ensure that there is good running water, that there are good sanitation systems, because these are all factors to prevent or to help prevent the spread of Mpox.
Are you putting any protocols in place to try as much as you can to maybe stop it entirely from coming in? Is that even possible?
UNICEF is working on two fronts. First of all, to prevent the further transmission, but then also to rapidly treat and contain and indeed end the transmission of this new variant of Mpox. The majority of cases are indeed children, over 63%, with over 80% of the fatalities being children. So UNICEF's working on risk communication to make sure that children and their parents understand how the transmission works and the measures they need to take. We're also working on supporting health structures and schools to ensure that there are the right conditions to prevent the spread. We are also working on getting ready for the new vaccines, which are going to be flowing into the country as next week.